We're basically back from the intermission, and Brian Robson has joined us up here, and he's going to talk a little bit about this piece that everyone has heard but him, because he didn't make it here to hear the opening of the concert. Welcome to Calvus and Damien
in the house.
And the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble, which we like to call Ensemble VCX.
That's it?
Speak!
That's really all I have to say.
Oh, very good. We like them concise like that.
Yeah, if I go on much longer, the explanation will be longer than the piece itself.
Huh. Oh, we can do some revisionist history of your piece. You were born, let's see, in 1947, 1957, and 1967, all three decades?
Accounts for the sort of schizophrenia of the piece itself. Mm-hmm. And this is a study in that, right? In your broken mirrors.
Okay.
More or less.
More or less. Good enough for us.
Less.
Less. Yes.
Even less.
Okay.
No, not at all. This is one of several pieces that I've written, which are based on vocalizations of non-human primates, so various apes.
Is that what you're calling our beloved, esteemed performers?
No, I want to make it very clear. The performers are human primates, and the challenge for them is to make their instruments sound like non-human primates.
Well, that sure put a damper on things.
Yeah.
And your choice in this particular case?
In this case, it's chimpanzees.
But why?
Because I'm proud of my cultural heritage.
Ooh, okay. You're not supposed to be funnier than us.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
That isn't hard tonight.
Pulling the crowd with us here. Yeah, that's hard. Have you done a lot of these? Is this kind of a tradition with you, or have you just begun the process of exploring this? I'm sure there's a serious component to this.
It's something I've been doing on and off for about... 13 years now. Mm-hmm. 13 years ago was the first piece I attempted, and it didn't quite work. And then 10 years ago was the first piece where it really worked. And then since then, every few years, it seems, I'm drawn again to choosing different victims, or different instruments, and seeing how can I write for them in a way that will sound like gibbons or gorillas or orangutans. Or
Orlando Gibbons?
Actually, I wrote one piece that was called Gibbons that had soloists imitating the...
Fingers.
The apes while the string orchestra was playing Ah, Dear Heart by Orlando Gibbons. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes
and the, and the soloists were imitating the calls of a mated pair of gibbons.
Mated parrots. We've had that in
we
the first
have, yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's hear it. Thank you so much. Brian Robinson.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
psychology of a different kind by Brian Robison. I love that piece. It is an amazing piece of work. Very, 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 it's sort of totally enchanting. You know, we as an audience heard it once, and now the second time it's, the surprise is gone, but the intensity has come along with it. Now we get to, you know, concerts usually have this kind of long, dreary piece at the end, usually by some old dead guy.
I ain't dead yet.
Ah, but it's yours.
Is it?
Speak.
No, I can't. I know nothing about it. I've forgotten.
Fugue state.
Yes.
Now, you studied something about fugue state for this.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh.
Tell.
Tell what?
All.
All. It's all revealed in the program. Notes.
So make up something.
Ah.
Fraudulent.
Fraudulent. Me?
Yes.
Fraudulent?
Yes. The dissociative and attention deficit disorders.
That's it. To a T.
But it's many movements now.
Four, anyway. It'll set you back 22 minutes and change, depending on how many pieces of music they drop during the performance.
Now, you've stolen from yourself for this piece.
It happens. Yes.
Reveal.
The second movement begins in 9/8 time, and it's a direct quote from a string quartet I wrote for Ethel called Lucille. They've never played it, so I figured I'd get a little use of it out of it here.
Not the first time. The ensemble's coming back. The Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble tonight, the whole ensemble is playing your piece. That would be Berta Frank and Laurel Ann Maurer on the flutal instruments, and then Stephen Klimowski and Betsy LeBlanc on the clarinets, and Steve is going to play the bass clarinet for this one, and then two bassoons. This is just too much to be believed.
All the bassoon crescenti.
Bassoon crescenti?
Crescenti, yes. They're somewhere around here.
Bassoon crescendi. Never mind. Let's hear it. Fugue State, the premiere of David Gunn's Fugue State, the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble.
Thank you.
Frank, Laurel Ann Maurer, Steve Klimowski, Betsy LeBlanc, Rachel Elliott, Lynn Heilman, Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble. There's a reception downstairs. Come join them down there. Talk to the composers. This guy, that guy, maybe even me. And maybe come even Sunday afternoon if you want to hear it again up in Burlington, 2 o'clock at the Flynn Space.
We're hoping that Aunt Sophie will join us.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? And CDs in the back, even a book. And next time at the VCME, your contemporary music ensemble, VCX. You're listening to Calvos and Damien
in the house
on the Non-Pop International Network.